The Youth for Unity are the teenagers of the Focolare movement, which is an ecclesial movement. And it's present, like the Focolare, in 182 countries, and it has about 150,000 members. And all these young people, of course, they speak different languages and they come from different ethnic groups and cultures. But what they have in common is that they commit themselves to bringing about unity wherever they are. And they want to overcome divisions and break down barriers that might exist between family members, between people of different religions and cultures, or in schools, to bring about this environment of unity and peace wherever they are. And their goal is to build this united world through what's called a culture of giving. And they launch different initiatives and fundraising activities, sports events, gigs, ecological projects, discussion forums, all these kind of things. And they want to involve as many teenagers in these activities. And just to say a little bit about the culture of giving projects and what's behind these projects, these are what are called solidarity initiatives. And they were started in 2002 and they were implemented by Youth for Unity. And they want to permit the education of boys and girls who would otherwise not be able to have this education.
And what was it that attracted you to Youth for Unity?
I was a young person. I was quite shy, not very outgoing. And then I met this group of Youth for Unity and immediately felt at home with this group of young people and wasn't sure why, but just went with it. And then realised that what this group of young people had that maybe I hadn't found anywhere else was that they were trying to live what they call the golden rule. And this is to do unto others what you would have done unto yourself. It's in the Christian beliefs, it's Buddhist belief, Muslim belief. So, and you know, people who don't even have a religious belief can live this way of life. And when I discovered this, I realized, oh yeah, that's how I want to live as well. And so even though it can seem like we just organise activities, it is also a way of life and how you live your everyday life by putting this golden rule into practice. So that's how I got involved, and I've remained with it ever since.
There's an awful lot. It's not just the Christian movement. I mean, you said that yourself. But, I mean, have you, through Youth for Unity, met people that you might never have had an opportunity to meet?
Yeah, I have actually at these big events that happen in Rome. I was actually at an event myself in 1997, and I suppose that was the first huge Youth for Unity event that I went to. And it was an eye-opener for me, because it's easy to say as a young person, oh yeah, I want to work for United World, but what does that actually mean? And when you come face-to-face with somebody from Africa or from India, or somebody who comes from a background of extreme poverty, and you realise what exactly you want to live for then, that you want to live in order to provide these people with education, or in order to get to know their culture, that it's not just me giving but receiving from them as well, so that there is this this relationship with somebody from another country, from another background, and it becomes more real of an experience then. That it's not just something you can say, oh, I feel better in myself because I'm giving money to charity, but it becomes a relationship with these people as well. So.
Were you ever taken aback by some of the histories or some of the situations that the people you were meeting were coming from?
Yeah, I have to say one particular experience was I was actually living in Italy in a Focolare centre for 6 months after I left school. And I was living with a girl from Kenya, and I was living with her for about 2 months before I realised that this girl actually lived in the slums in Kenya, and that she didn't have even the basic necessities that I would have taken for granted, and that she was so happy with the little luxuries, like our even food. You know, at dinner time I would see that she was just amazed at the amount of food on the table, and that was really an eye-opener for me. And I was quite shocked at the poverty of this girl, but how I was able to learn so much from her as well, from her culture, and became great friends with her. She was really like a sister to me in the end. So yeah, I suppose it is really an eye-opener to meet these people from different backgrounds and to know exactly what the reality is in the different countries.
How long do you get to be Youth for Unity? I mean, when do you become too old and you move on to something else?
Well, I suppose the age that's given is usually 12 to 18, we say teenagers. But as you can see, I'm now 23 and I'm still involved with Youth for Unity on an organisational level more than anything, but I still count myself as Youth for Unity, and I think I always will. So, but I suppose the age group is teenagers, 12 to 18 year olds.
So you're forever young.
That's it. I hope so anyway.